A Slice of Life in the CLC. Snapshots of congregations from around the Church of the Lutheran Confession. This month, Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church, Loganville, Georgia. Psalm 50, verse 2 from the ESV. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. For years, over a quarter of a century, the God of grace has sustained a remnant of his people in the Atlanta area. At first, it was just a preaching station. CLC members distant from their home congregations, gathering monthly to hear God's word and to offer the praise of thanksgiving to him. In time, the Lord permitted this small group to establish an official church, to which was given the name Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church. Zion then issued its first call to Pastor Emeritus John Johannes. Since its founding, various locations have served as the sanctuary for Zion: homes, hotel rooms, rented offices, and others. Each location could certainly be described in the words of Asaph from Psalm 50, verse 2, as the perfection of beauty. The beauty of these locations was to be seen not in their architecture, landscapes, or even location. Their beauty was to be found in the glory of God shining forth from His Word and sacraments. Wherever the Word of God is preached and His sacraments administered according to their institution by Christ is the most beautiful place on earth, a true Eden. God continued to reveal the beauty of His grace through the ministry of the gospel under Pastors John Johannes, Nathaniel Mayhew, and more recently Ernest Bernay, who sadly has since left our fellowship. In the spring of 2017, Pastor Frank Gant accepted the call to serve Zion as its pastor. It wasn't long after the Gant's arrival that the Lord made His glory known by allowing the congregation to find a property on the far east side of the Atlanta area that would be more than adequate for relocation. Just 5 miles south of the town of Loganville, Georgia, lies a 17-acre property with a home and a sanctuary. There is also a third building with various potential uses. Through a loan from the CLC's Church Extension Fund, the congregation was able to purchase the property and begin preparing it as the permanent location of Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church. Those CLC members from other congregations who have visited the property have all gazed in amazement at what the Lord has allowed this small congregation to obtain. It truly is a beautiful piece of property, even if there is considerable work to be done. The sanctuary, for example, is in need of a new roof, an upstairs restroom, an entryway, and a stairway to the basement before it can be used as a sanctuary. Through the Lord's blessings, these renovations have already begun. In the meantime, the ministry of the gospel continues as we meet weekly in a room in the spacious parsonage. But there is more work than this to be done. The beauty of God's glory isn't to be seen chiefly in building or grounds. It is to be seen in the salvation of sinners, which means that it is to be seen in the proclamation of the gospel. Right away, the Lord has provided us with opportunities to share the gospel of Jesus Christ in the community of Loganville. Most of these opportunities have arisen from personal one-on-one conversations. In the future, when we have the space to accommodate them, we hope to increase these opportunities by hosting weekly Bible study, monthly Bible seminars, weekly radio programs, and yearly Bible camps. The members of Zion are thankful to the membership of the CLC for its years of loving support and for its prayers on our behalf. We are thankful to the Board of Missions for its faithful guidance and encouragement as we seek to fulfill our calling to be a light in the world. We are thankful to the Board of Trustees, who took seriously the responsibility of deciding how best to use the funds in the CEF, and then prayerfully deciding to finance the purchase of this property. Above all, we are thankful to the Lord for making this Zion the perfection of beauty by shining forth His glory in the face of Jesus Christ. Zion invites any who pass through the Atlanta area for business or pleasure to look us up and to stop by for a visit. Whether you are here for the weekend or would like to join us for worship or just passing through during the week and enjoy an opportunity to visit our brothers and sisters in Christ, are always welcome to come and see and hear our God shining forth from Zion, the perfection of beauty. You may also find us on the internet at www.zelcloganville.com. Our author is Frank Gant, pastor of Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church in Loganville, Georgia. From Wikipedia, we read, Loganville is a city in Walton and Gwinnett counties, Georgia, of the United States. The population was 10,458 at the 2010 census, up from 5,435 in 2000. Loganville is in western Walton County, with the city limits extending west into southeastern Gwinnett County. U.S. Route 78 passes through the center of town, leading east 12 miles to Monroe, the Walton County seat, and west 32 miles to downtown Atlanta. Loganville takes its name from James Harvey Logan, who purchased the city's original acreage for $150 at a sheriff's sale. The city incorporated in 1887.